Christmas is over. Mixed in among the scent of dried out pine trees waiting for trash pickup, you might smell something particularly rancid. That's the smell of ginkgo nuts shed from a nearby tree. The plants produce fruit through late winter to the annoyance of anyone with a nose, but to the delight of those who cook with these easily foraged nuts. Ava Chin, who writes the Urban Forager posts for the New York Times City Room blog, is here to tell us more about the history and culinary uses of ginkgos. That's for this year's last episode of Last Chance Foods. Welcome back, Ava.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Ginkgo trees are synonymous with New York. They're all over the city. They're a popular street tree. Can you explain to me why anyone, though, would plant such a foul-smelling tree, the female version of the tree, in such a densely populated area? I mean, the fruit falls on the sidewalks. They really stink up the joint.
It's a very intrepid kind of tree. It grows really well in an urban environment. It doesn't need a lot. It's very disease resistant. So city horticulturists love to plant it. They're trying to plant the male ginkgo trees, right, that don't have the putrid smelling fruit. But unfortunately, even experts make mistakes, and it's really, really difficult to tell the difference between a male and a female ginkgo. In fact, they're notorious cross dressers. It can take about 20 years before a female ginkgo can reveal her colors.
Oh,
so that's
sneaky.
Yes, it's part of, part of the mistake. But, you know, they're a wonderful tree. They are a living fossil. They date back to the lower Jurassic period, which is about 190 million years ago. They originated from China, and that's where the culinary tradition is really rooted in. It's really rooted in an Asian tradition, and it's the reason why you'll see Chinese grandmothers collecting them in city parks and on city streets, all across the five boroughs.
Now, before we get into why they're picking up this stinky fruit with their gloved hands, let's linger on the smell just a little bit more. Here's how another experienced forager, Wildman Steve Brill, describes it.
It is literally dinosaur repellent, because the plant, the tree was around in the days of the dinosaurs, and it protected the seed, which is the part that you eat, with a very foul-smelling fruit. The fruit contains butyric acid. It gets its name from butter because it was first isolated from rancid butter. It is also present in decomposing flesh.
So I have to hand it to those Chinese grandmothers. So tell me about this nut that I'm about to try.
Sure. Okay. So in terms of its culinary use, Chinese like to eat it in sweet soups and rice soups. It's also presented in stir fries, like in Buddhist Delight, also at weddings. So it's considered a kind of a lucky thing, right? And it's also a bit of a delicacy. You don't eat that many of them. You might also eat them as an appetizer. What I brought in today were the ginkgo seeds that were cracked and sautéed in just a little bit of oil and salt and pepper. And what you want to do, too, is you want to make sure that before you eat them that there's a kind of a bitter, papery layer over it. You want to make sure that you get that out as well, because otherwise it's a little too bitter. I think, and you can tell me what you think they taste like, but I think they have the consistency of like a really wonderful roasted garlic. They're the color of jade once they're sautéed, and they kind of taste like a cross between a potato and a mame, and then at the very end, there's a hint of bitterness.
Right. Yeah, I got that. And they're really beautiful. You're right. It's a beautiful color, and they look a little like a bean.
Yeah.
And a really chewy texture. And yeah, just at the end, you get this little zing.
Zing, yep.
Ava Chin blogs on food as the urban forager for the New York Times City Room. She also teaches creative nonfiction and journalism at the College of Staten Island, CUNY. Thanks, Ava.
Thanks so much.
To learn more about ginkgos and to try out Ava's recipe for sautéed ginkgo nuts, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.